you've only published a tiny fraction of the huge number of top secret documents that you have in your possession. So, question number one, who owns those documents intellectually right now? Who has ultimate control over them? You no longer work for The Guardian. Edward Snowden's stuck in Moscow and can't get out. So, who actually controls this, in your words, top secret information which has yet to be published?
The journalist who he trusted as a source, just like is true in every single case. Well, myself, Laura Poitras, the New York Times has a large number of documents, The Guardian has a large number of documents, and The Washington Post does as well. So basically, the world's largest and most respected Western newspapers are in possession of these a large number of these documents
in addition to myself
and Laura Poitras.
Okay, but you were the first he turned to. I don't know if I'm right in assuming that you have all of the documents and other people have some of the documents. I mean, tell me if that's true.
Myself and Laura Poitras have the full set of documents, right, and others have portions of them.
You have the full set of documents. Do you believe you have the right? You no longer work for The Guardian. You are a freelance journalist. I know you're hooked up with some other people. But do you believe you and maybe Laura Poitras have the right to decide going forward what further to publish?
We are working with the world's largest media outlets in making those choices. So even though I'm no longer at The Guardian, we have started our own media outlet that has some of the most experienced and respected national security editors and journalists in the world already working with our organization. When I report in foreign countries, as I did in the last 2 weeks in Norway and Holland, I work with some of the largest and most respected media establishments in those countries and have the same exact process and structure where I work with their editors and their lawyers and their journalists to make these decisions collaboratively. So there's never been a single document that has been published because I myself have decided it. We work as responsible journalists in a journalistic structure.